Lauda Musicum is doing a show this weekend called Instruments of the Renaissance, a family and children's concert. The really great thing about this is that they're going to have an instrumental petting zoo after the performance, so kids and adults alike can go and actually touch the instruments, actually hold them in their hands and see what they feel like and, and how they play and all of that stuff.
For a lot of us, it sort of gives us a greater sense of music's genealogy.
Yeah, it really does. And you can see how today's instruments sort of descended from some of these instruments of that period. And this is a great opportunity for people to actually reach out and touch the music. And that's happening at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church.
It's hard to imagine that this part of the world and all of the southeastern United States was unexplored territory as far as Western man was concerned. And as the white man began to push the Native Americans further and further west, they wanted to explore all facets of this new and unexplored land, including the flora and fauna.
The Bartrams, John Bartram and William Bartram, did just that. They went exploring, looking for plants and discovered many plants and named them. And now the Atlanta History Center has a show called Following in the Bartrams' Footsteps, Contemporary Botanical Artists Explore the Bartrams' Legacy. And what this does is basically go back and look at all of the plants that the Bartrams discovered, and artists have rendered them in watercolors, pencil, and charcoal. It's great to look at these plants through different eyes, I think. And they have actually featured like 10 of the plants that you will see in the drawings right outside the door there. You get to go and see what they look like in their natural state. And Following in Bartram's Footsteps is going to be at the Atlanta History Center through June 17th.
Shane, with today, we see another in our occasional series, Day Tripper. And we are heading today to one of my favorite places, really, on the planet.
Yeah, we're headed to Lookout Mountain, Georgia. And a good reason to go this weekend is the Southern Blooms Festival. Of course, they're at Rock City in Lookout Mountain. They have a beautiful garden there. They'll also be talking about gardening itself. You'll be able to learn, you know, how to recreate some of these beautiful gardenscapes in your own backyard. They'll have garden tours there, of course, and all of the workshops that go along with it. They'll have some Southern cuisine that probably uses some things that are grown nearby.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be kids' activities happening this weekend. They're also going to have live music, old-time music throughout the garden. And, of course, there'll be a marketplace where vendors will be selling lots of things that you might find useful in your gardening. But, of course, the Southern Blooms Festival is just one reason to visit Lookout Mountain. It's a great place. Rock City, of course, is where that is taking place. And you may have seen all over the signs that say, see Rock City.
See Ruby Falls.
That's right. So this is your opportunity to do that. And as you mentioned, Ruby Falls is right nearby as well. One of the highlights, of course, of Lookout Mountain is the lookout itself. You know, it's said that you can see seven states from there.
Yeah.
That's a little controversial.
Well, it has to be, number one, a very, very clear day.
Yes.
And you might have to use a little imagination.
Yes, you might have to use a little imagination. But you can most certainly see Georgia, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's easy. And it's very close to Chattanooga. You know, if you want to take a little day trip into the city mm-hmm. while you're there, there are plenty of things to do, of course, in Chattanooga. And the Southern Blooms Festival at Rock City is happening in Lookout Mountain, Georgia this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And there are plenty of other things to do around Lookout Mountain.
Hello, railroad. Is this a railroad?